And so I just want us to all stand up, and I want us to welcome our dear friend, Pastor Emmanuel Fiagbaji.
Hallelujah! Somebody put your hand together for Jesus. Come on, do it better, do it better, do it, do it, do it, do it. Give God some glory, give God some glory. Come on, shout hallelujah! Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! God is good. All the time. God is holy. That's right. God is holy. All the time. Put your hands together for Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Be seated in the holy place of God. I want to use the opportunity to appreciate Bishop Eric Jones and a beautiful wife and entire family. Today is her birthday. We celebrate with you. Happy birthday to you. Can we all sing happy birthday to Mama? Happy birthday. Let's go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you all. Want to appreciate the elders of the church as well. See my professor at the back, Mr. Carlo, and then Mr. Brown, and all the brethren who are supporting Bishop Eric to fulfill the mandate of God over his life. I really want to appreciate you. God bless you. Good music. Thank you. Amen. 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 I receive greeting from my wife and the King's Voice Ministry to all of you and the children. In fact, we are doing well by the grace of God. We are moving forward in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say something, and I want you to answer it this way. Amen? We have a church in Ghana, and we call Evident Life. You don't believe it? And this is our slogan. This is one of my daughter churches. And Bishop Eric preached there all the time. Only twice, right? Once or twice. Once, right. And we have a slogan. When I get up on pulpit, then I said, Evident Life, they will answer me, moving forward in Christ. Then I repeat again, Evident Life, then they will shout, moving forward in Christ. Then when I say again, Evident Life, this one we stress on it. They will say, let it be evident to the world that Christ dwells in us. Then again, I will say, evident life. I'll keep repeating that. They'll reply, bright in the corner where you are. Can we do that? Evident life. That's right. Evident life.
Moving forward in Christ.
Evident life. Let it be evident that Christ dwells in us. Evident life. Bright in the corner where you are. Can we do it together?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Okay, we're trying.
Evident life.
Moving forward in Christ.
It means we are all moving forward in Christ. So you can't be behind. The church here in Gilbert is moving forward in Christ. Take it territory.
Okay,
for
okay.
The kingdom of God.
So listen to this. So Evident Life Church is one of the churches that we help plant there.
Yes.
And total no getting together on anything. What's the word the Lord gave us at the beginning of this year? What's our advance? Mm. Moving forward, advance. I don't know. It's kind of
similar. I have
similar.
No idea about this. Hallelujah. Mahabakabalabahaya. Jesus is Lord. My God. Oh, Jesus, march forward. Evident life.
Moving forward in Christ.
Evident life.
Moving forward in Christ.
Evident life.
Let it be evident that Christ dwells in us.
I want you to say boldly. Put your hands on it. Amen. Let it be evident to the world that Christ dwells in me. Evident life. No, moving forward in Christ. Evident life.
Moving forward in Christ.
Evident life.
Moving forward in Christ.
Evident life.
Let it be evident that Christ dwells in us.
Hallelujah. Evident life. Right in the corner where you are. We must shine in everywhere we are. Everybody must know that Christ dwells in us. Amen. You know, when you take a nice water from the refrigerator and you pour it in a cup, you leave it for a minute, what do you see outside? What? Can I? Water will be dropping. That will be an evidence that the water is having what inside? The proof. No, not that it's having water inside. There's something inside. Cold in there. So if Jesus dwells in us, we must carry his presence. The world must know it. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the Bible. Second Kings. Second Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19, reading verse number 1, then we will jump from there to verse 14 to 19, and then 32 to 37. 2 Kings, are you there? If you are not there, then come, let's pray for you. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 19, verse number 1. Verse 1, then we jump to 14 to 19, then 32 to 37. Let's hear the word of God.
As soon as King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and he went into the house of the Lord. Verse 2?
No, verse 14. No. 14, 2. 19.
Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. So now, O Lord our God, save us, please, from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, O Lord, are God alone.
Keep reading. Up to 19.
I went 14 and then 19, Pastor.
No, read from 14 to 19, please.
14. Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they were destroyed. So now, O Lord, our God, save us, please, from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, O Lord, are God alone.
32 to 37.
Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city or shoot an arrow there, or come before it with a shield or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall return, and he shall not come into this city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. And that night The angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when people arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went home and lived at Nineveh. And as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, struck him down with a sword and escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place.
Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We ask that, O God, you bless everyone that hears you today. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every plan of the enemy. We frustrate every agenda of the devil. We decree and declare, O God, that you will intervene in our lives, that your kingdom will come and that will be done. And let the redeemer of the Lord shout amen. Amen. I said, let the redeemer of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tonight I want to share with you, give God no rest until you see the result. Tell somebody, give God no rest until you see the result. Oh my God. Hallelujah. It came to a time in the life of the children of Israel in the days of the king called Hezekiah, when the king of Assyria rose up to wage a war against the whole city of Israel. My Bible said that he wrote a letter and dispatched that letter by DHL. Hallelujah. And then the letter arrived in the hand of the king of Assyria. And the king read this letter and he did some thing that I want us to do tonight and continue to do until we see God at work in our life. Amen. It came to a time that the church of God is never ready to be determined or persist in prayer. Sometimes we pray for a minute or two or five and we are fed up. We don't want to push forward. We don't want to press on until God brings us a result. Many people in our day want it fast. Some of them want the miracle, but they don't want the doer of the miracle. Hallelujah. Some wanted to have the healing, but not the doer or the healer himself. And I'm here to call somebody to wait upon the Lord until you see the result. Hallelujah. Therefore, turn to your neighbor and say, wait upon the Lord. Continue to push until you see God doing something in your life. Oh, come on. I can't hear you. Come on, I can't hear you. Tell somebody, push until you see God working for you or doing something on your behalf. Hallelujah. It is time for us to rise up and call upon the name of the Lord, not just on the dining table, but wait upon the Lord day and night, cry unto him, fast and pray, depend on him. The Bible said this thing will not go. There are some things that cannot depart from you except with fasting and prayer. Consistent prayer. Prevailing prayer. Travailing prayer. Waiting upon the Lord all the days of your life until you see a change in your life. Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
And I want you to know that you will see a great result. And you can see a result. And you will make a difference in your life. If we can give God no rest. If your prayers can ascend to heaven. Every day. Every day. Every moment. King David said he called upon the name of the Lord 3 times a day. Let's go more than that. Hallelujah. Let's go more than 3 times a day. Let's cry out to God every day of our life, every moment of our life, until the miracle you are looking for, until the breakthrough you are looking for, your hand touches. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling upon the Lord. Tell somebody, do not stop calling upon the Lord until you see the result. Hallelujah. Now, how did he make it? How did Hezekiah made it? That's the question. By presenting his request to the Lord. He presented his request to the Lord. Tell somebody, you can make God not never rest until you by presenting your request before the Lord in prayer, in continual prayer, persistent prayer. I want you to get involved in this. Hallelujah. Come on, shout amen. Now let's look at what he did. My Bible said, Hezekiah received the letter from King Sennacherib, a wicked king, a king that had been in battle and conquered nations. He received a letter from him, and this is the letter. I don't know how many copies. Hallelujah. He received a letter from where? From the king. As soon as he opened the letter was frightening. The information was that, get ready. We are coming after you. Get ready. We are coming after you. And in the letter, the king, Sennacherib, insulted God in the letter. The king insulted God in the letter. These are two kings. Each of them are in control. Each of them have their dominion. Each of them were rulers. Each of these kings have God by them. And the other king have the audacity to insult the God of Israel. Mahamakabaya. He has the audacity, the boldness, to put it in paper and insult Jehovah God. I don't know what you are going through today. Maybe nobody might have insulted your God. Nobody might have asked you, where is your God? My God, are you there with me? And Hezekiah read the letter, and my Bible said he ran into the presence of the Lord and worshiped. He didn't cry. He worshiped. He began to worship Jehovah. He never succumbed to the insult and the words of this king called Sennacherib. He never bowed to him 1 inch. No. He ran into the house of the Lord. And all he began to do, he bowed down and worshiped Jehovah. When was the last time you received that information from the doctor? And you have this problem in your body. And you run to the church and say, oh God, or into the presence of the Lord. And say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm here to thank you, Lord. The lesson here is this. No matter what you hear, no matter what people say to you, no matter what the environment is doing to you, no matter what people are doing against you, no matter what authorities of the land said, what you got to do, the first thing you need to think about is to run into the presence of the Lord and give Him all the glory. Oh my God. Are you here tonight? I said, give God the glory. Amen. Don't give a damn to what He said. Give God the glory. Don't get worried. Don't panic. Tell a neighbor, don't panic. Oh, come on. Tell somebody, don't panic.
Don't panic.
Don't panic. Because of the information. Do not panic. Who said there's cancer in your body? Cancer can be cancer. Go to God and worship Him. Wait upon the name of the Lord and give God the glory. So the man, the king Hezekiah, came before God and raised his hand before the Lord and began to worship God. I come now to adore you. I've come now to adore. He began to worship God. He began to worship God. He lifted up the name of the Lord. That's what the next thing he did. He spread the letter. He spread it. God. Okay, I'm done with the worship. This is one, two, three, four. Now, Lord, read yourself. Can you read it for me? Verse 19, please. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody tonight? He has faith in God. Are you ready for me? 19? Yes, sir.
Our God alone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Read from verse 14, please.
Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messenger.
He received the letter from the hands of the messenger.
And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord.
He spread the letter before the Lord. This is how he spread it.
And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and he said, O Lord, the God of Israel.
The God of Israel.
Enthroned above the cherubim.
You are enthroned.
You are the God.
Above the cherubim.
You are God, you alone.
You alone are God. No, there is no God like Jehovah. Come on, tell somebody, there is no God like Jehovah. Oh, you are not talking like you mean it. Come on, say, there is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like my God. Isn't He your God?
Yes.
Isn't He your God?
Yes.
Say, He's my God. He's my rock. And my salvation. He's my deliverer. Hallelujah. Come on, say with me. God is my deliverer. I believe Him. He will deliver me. Come on, if you believe it, put your hands together for Jesus. Do it better. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir.
You alone are God. Of all the kingdoms of the earth.
Yes, all the kingdoms, not some of the kingdoms, all. You all. Watch His word. Go ahead.
You have made heaven and earth.
You made heaven and the earth. These are the content of His prayers. You made the heaven and the earth. He can install and destroy. He can bring kingdoms down and lift them up. He moved Nebuchadnezzar out. I don't know what devil is fighting you. I don't know what kind of nightmare you are facing every day. And when you wake up the next morning, you are afraid to get out. I don't know the battles you are facing. The king called Hezekiah, faced a battle.
And this battle concerns him and his nation, him and the family, him and people. And I don't know the battles you are going through each day of your life as an individual. And you can conquer them. I say you can conquer the enemy. Amen. I say you can conquer that enemy.
Amen.
I say you can conquer the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The devil sends some emails to you and you are afraid. Why should you be afraid? When you have Jehovah as your God. A whole king ran before God. How much more are you the king? You must run before God and spread your letters. Amen? Amen. Come on, tell somebody, I am not a failure.
I'm not afraid.
Oh, I can't hear you. Tell somebody, I am not a failure. I am a success. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Battles you are going through. Battles of sickness. Marital battles confronting you every day. Business battles. Battles in the business field. Financial struggles. They are battles. Am I talking to somebody this evening? Tell somebody you can defeat them. You can conquer. Personal battles. You can conquer them.
Yes.
You can conquer those personal battles you are going through. They confront you, and sometimes you feel defeated. The power of God is available without measure to defeat you, to defeat them for you, and make you a conqueror and not a defeater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read them for me, bro.
So incline your ear, O Lord, and hear.
Incline your ear and listen, Lord.
Open your eyes, O Lord.
Okay, go ahead. Keep reading.
And see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God.
He was mocking the living God.
Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands. And I have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they were destroyed. So now, O Lord our God, save us, please.
Watch what he did. After spreading the letter before God, he said, God, let me tell you the content of the letter. Look at what this doctor is telling me. He's telling me I have this problem. Are you there? Look at this problem, Lord. It is true that the king of Assyria has been able to conquer other nations, including Egypt. He defeated many nations and threw their gods into fire. Guess what? He did that. Lord, we clap for him. He did that. King Sennacherib did all that. He defeated every battle he encountered, he defeated them. He was a conqueror. He was a hero in that field. But now, he has come against us. He's coming against us. Lord, prove to him. Lord, prove to him to know that you are the God. You are our God. You are our shield. You are our defender. You cannot be conquered. Hallelujah.
Come on. Amen.
You know what? The king Sennacherib was thinking that because he had been able to defeat others, he too can defeat Israel. Because he had been able to defeat their gods and put them into fire, burn them into powder, grind them. If I want you to study that word very well, from the Hebrew word, it's called santribo. Santribo. Santribo from the Hebrew word means, sorry, Greek word means grind. To grind a stone into powder. So, King Sennacherib went to the battle and conquered other countries, other nations. defeated them and grind their idols made of hands, made out of wood, made out of metals, made by silver, made by gold. He grind their gods. He grinded the gods of the nations. So he thought that he can defeat the God of Israel. Hey, my God, my God. Nobody can defeat Jehovah God.
Amen.
It has never happened before. In fact, there is no battle your God and my God and our God can go and he will not conquer. No. Even if he breathes, his breath alone is enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, am I talking to somebody this evening? I say hallelujah.
Amen.
His breath alone is enough to bring victory to you. So King Hezekiah, the king of Israel, said, no, God, this man cannot fight and win. Arise, O Lord. Arise for my defense. You are my defender. Arise, O God, and fight for our nation. Do not allow the arrows of the enemy fly over this country. Don't allow the troubles that conquered our fathers conquer us today. What conquers our forefathers cannot conquer you.
Amen.
Why are people in this house this evening? Hallelujah. I say, what conquers our forefathers? What conquers our fathers cannot conquer you. Can I hear amen from somebody?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What defeated our mothers yesterday cannot defeat you because you have Jehovah on your side. And he spread the letter before God. What is your battle? What is it that is confronting you every day? What is fighting you every day? You can bring it to God and tell God, fight for me. God, fight for me. God, fight my battles for me. When Jehoshaphat encountered the battle, when three nations gathered together to fight Judah, my Bible said Jehoshaphat knew God and he ran into the presence of the Lord and he prayed for 3 days. They fasted and prayed. I'm not talking about fasting, leaving breakfast. No. No food. No food. It's like Pastor Bishop Eric saying, from tomorrow, nobody should eat after Sunday. Somebody said, I need to take some medicine. I'm not saying, he's saying that. I said, it's like, he's declaring that everybody should fast and pray 3 days. Drink only water. Like we've been doing in Ghana. No, only water we drink 21 days. No food. No tea. No coffee. Just that. And every member of the church get involved. It's a must. It's a must. Or 40 days. It's a must. Jehoshaphat the king declared the fasting and prayer. And by the time they reached the third day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the prophets in the church. And he prophesied and told the people, this battle that is coming against you is not your battle. It is the Lord's battle. Tonight I am here to announce to you, every battle you are going through, if you can persist and push and keep calling upon the name of the Lord, you will see the hand of God fighting for you. You will see the hand of the Lord fighting for you. Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
He did not only present his case to God. He believed God for an answer. Did you hear that? He did not only present his case to the Lord. By spreading the letter before God, he believed God for an answer. Tell somebody, you can believe God for an answer prayer. Oh, come on. You are not bold at this. I mean, say it boldly, like you mean it, like a lion. Hallelujah. So you can believe God for an answer prayer. Believe God for an answer. Believe God for an answer. Your answer is coming. A help is coming from the Lord. If you can believe the name of the Lord, He will make you a champion. Believe God. Trust in the promises of God. Trust in the presence of God. Trust in the protection of God. Trust in the provision of the Lord. He is able to make a way where there is no way. We sang that song a few minutes ago. God is able to make a way for you where there is no way. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust God that the pills you take. Trust God to take you through life. Trust God that the difficulties you are facing, He can change it for you. Come wave your hand and say, I'm trusting Him. Oh, come on, say with me, I am trusting Him. Oh, come on, declare loud and clear, I'm trusting God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! When you trust Him, He will empower you to jump over walls, to scale over walls. Hallelujah. He will teach you how to scale over walls. He will teach you how to jump over walls. The trap of the enemy will not catch you because the Lord God is with you. You can trust Him. Tell somebody you can trust Him. Oh, come on. Smile to your neighbor and say, you can trust Him. Oh, hallelujah. Tell somebody you can trust Him to make a way for you where there is no way. You can trust Him to make a way for you where there is no way. You can believe God to make a way for you. You can. You can. I said, you can. Say, yes, I can. Yes. Hallelujah. When people are sinking deep, you can trust God and you will not sink. You know, when God destroyed the whole world, there were 8 people that just have faith in God. They just believe God. And God showed them what to do to be on top. When others are down, when others were sinking, they were on top. You will not go down. You'll be on top. Oh, come on. I said, you will not go down. You'll be on top. Did I hear amen from somebody? Can I hear a confident amen from somebody today? Hallelujah. You can trust God. When Hezekiah prayed and presented his case before God, for the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, make a requirement unto God. With thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. So he presented a case. And my Bible says something. Watch it. Are you ready for this? Verse 32, please. From verse 32.
Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria.
Number one, there was a prophetic declaration over or to the people, to King Hezekiah and his people that he led, or that he's leading. There was a prophetic declaration. And let's look at the prophetic declaration. Number one,
the Lord said, he shall not come into this city or shoot an arrow there.
Watch this. The first word that came was that King Sennacherib, who is fighting you and want to destroy your destiny, will not fight this nation, will not be able to fight this church, will not be able to fight you and your family, will not be able to fight your children and conquer, nor shoot an arrow. against you. Say, I believe it. Oh, I can't hear you. This is what the Lord is saying. The arrows of witches, the arrows that the witches will send against you cannot stand, will not come near your tent or your dwelling place. The arrows of the enemy will not come near your life, nor affect you. Read on.
Or come before it with a shield, or cast up a siege mound against it.
He will not come against you with a shield, nor lay an ambush against it. Against the city of God. You are the city of God. Say, I am the city of God. Oh, come on. Say with me, I am the city of the Lord.
I am the city of the Lord.
Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation and a royal priesthood. This is how God is looking at you. And how do you look at yourself? Think about it. How do you see yourself? God is looking at you, a holy person, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation. And how do you watch yourself? How do you view yourself? He's out there looking at you. These are my holy people. Do you see yourself a failure? God is seeing you as success. God is watching you. He's seeing you as a success. He said, I make you the head and not the tail. Do you see yourself a tail? Or how do you see yourself? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Are you with me, somebody? How do you see yourself? Amen?
Yeah.
See yourself a conqueror. And walk like a conqueror. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Walk like what? Think like a winner. Think like a conqueror. Think like a champion. Think like a champion. Walk like a champion. And do things like a champion. Live the rest of your life like a champion. The Bible said the arrows of the wicked ones will not come near your dwelling. Psalm 91 verse 10. No evil shall come near your dwelling, nor come near your tent. You can believe God, and it shall be so for you. No weapons of the enemy that fight against you shall prosper. You can believe God, and no weapon that form against your life will prosper.
Right.
I tell people, ever since I've been to the village that I've been called to preach and pastor, I have never been defeated before. No, I am not bragging. I am being honest with you. Never been defeated before. I'm telling you the truth. Never been defeated before. You are rich, then you die, not me dying. Hallelujah. Through the arrows will bounce back to you. Are you there with me?
That's right.
The arrow that the enemy will throw, it must bounce back. It's like how you can throw a ball to the wall. What happens?
Bounce back.
And I'm saying that when the enemy throw any arrow against you from today, it will bounce back to them. Come on, say amen to that.
Yeah.
Do you know why King David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Yeah.
The Lord is my light. Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked and the foes and my enemies rise against me, he said they will stumble and fall. What? You think it's a joke? Here is King Saul looking for David to kill. And David was inside the inner cave. And Saul came. Saul, the man looking for who? David to kill. Came to sleep in the cave. David was inside the inner cave. When Saul came to sleep in the living room of the cave. And the only way you can pass for David to pass is to pass through where King Saul is sleeping before going out. He saw his enemy and said, Lord, Some ask him, kill him once and for all. He said, no, touch not the anointed and do no prophet to my God, to his people. And guess what happened? He left him. But he cut his part of his coat and hold and stood on a mountain. Saul, watch. I got you. You were snoring when I came. Watch this. This is yours. God has handed over you to me, but I spare your life. From that day, Saul knew that God is on the side of who? Of David. I am here to announce to you, no arrows of the enemy, no arrows of the devil, no arrows from your business place, no arrows fighting your business, or to bring your business down can succeed. Can I hear me from anybody here?
Amen.
Arrows that are thrown to collapse your business. Arrows that have been thrown to collapse your marriage cannot stand. Because the Lord said it. It cannot stand. Say amen to that. It will not stand. It will bounce back to the enemy. Hallelujah. Can you read on, please?
By the way that he came, by the same he shall return.
The way he came, the same he returned.
And he shall not come into this city, declares the Lord.
He shall not come into this city, says the Lord. And God endorses it. God is your shield. I said, God is your shield. Come on. I said, God is your shield. One day God came to Abraham and said, Abraham, listen to me. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Okay, wait a minute. In those days, people go to battles carrying shield. Shield to protect themselves from any arrows of the enemy. And Abraham was just then. God appeared to me and said, Abraham, don't worry. Abraham, don't worry. Don't worry at all, Abraham. I myself, I am your shield. Think about that. God himself telling you that he is your shield, your protector, your defender. He didn't say he will send somebody to defend you. He will be your protector, your shield, and no arrows of the evil one will come near your life. You got to believe God at his word for this to come to pass in your life. Amen? You got to believe God and hold God with his word. The Bible said there was a sickness that catch a woman's, a certain man's servant. And the boy was at the verge of dying. And Jesus was told. The man said, please come into my house. No. The man said, please pray for my son to be healed. And Jesus decided to walk into the house of the man. And the man said, no, don't come in. Don't come in. Just speak the word. Speak the word, Lord, and my son will be okay. And Jesus spoke the word. He just delivered the word, announced, okay, go. Your son is well. That was all. My Bible said the man took Jesus at his word. He took Jesus at his word. He believed in Jesus and his word. And he went home that same day. The son that was dying became alive. Hallelujah. The dying son became alive. He told Peter, on the storms of life, storms on the sea. Peter said, Jesus, if you are the one, ask me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. He was walking on the sea. Hey! Jesus was walking on the sea, and the sea was like a glass under him. He was walking on top. And he told Peter, come. One word. Peter believed the word. And pulled his leg out. And the ground became like a glass. The ocean, the sea, became the storm became like a staircase that he can put his leg on. He was walking on top. Coming down to Jesus. Walking towards Jesus. Coming to Jesus. Then he decided to look at the other side and see what's going on here. He began to sink. He shouted, Lord, save me. And Jesus walked down to him and stretched his hand and held him up. And they both walked into the boat. I am here to tell you, you will not sink. Come on, say amen to that. I said, you will not sink. You can believe God at his word. And there will be a change in your life. Believe the Lord, your God. Believe God and hold him by his word. This is not butter and bread. Believe God by his word. Hold him by his word. Until you see performance. Until you see something happening to you. Until you see good things coming your way. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing God. Come on, shout amen. Amen. And my Bible said, after these prophetic words were declared, guess what happened? The next morning. The next day. That same day. The next day. This was a 24-hour miracle. When they woke up, all the enemies that came to fight, all the enemies, 185,000 military men, none of them survived. Is that in your Bible? Oh, could you read for me, please?
And that night, the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians.
And the angel of the Lord went out. Tonight, may the angel of the Lord go out and fight for you. I told you to say amen to that. I release an angel of God to go out and work on your behalf. What you couldn't do to succeed, may he go and do it for you to succeed. And you are still quiet. Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
I don't need to beg for amen. Make me preach tonight. Hallelujah. Your amen will make me preach more. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Amen.
I said that the angels of the Lord have been released. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. My Bible said that the God of Daniel sent an angel to lock up the mouth of lions. I don't care the lions that are fighting you. Tonight, may God send an angel to lock up the lions for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those lions on the road. When you are going out for business and the lions will roar and the fear grab you, then you return. Those lions on the road, on your path into destiny, you are on your path to your destiny. While you are on your path, before you realize, a lion will pop out like a popcorn. And roar! Then you just no, I'm afraid. I better stop doing this and try another one. I don't want to try this one again. Let me try another one. And you keep trying this one. The lion will roar again. The moment you want to be successful, he will come out again. Tonight, I command that lion's mouth to be dry in the name of Jesus. I break the jaw of that lion by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Those lions on your business field that make you not dare succeed. Oh, I have a brother who is a killer of lions. Oh my God. Give me a handshake. You think I'm joking here? I said, I have a brother who is a killer of lions. Oh, you know that brother? Samson. He held a lion. He was on the road to succeed. When lions came on his way, he held them and tear them into dust. I have another brother called David again. He ran about Samson, his uncle. When the lion came, he said, no, lion, wait a minute. I have an uncle called Samson who is a killer of lions. I had, my mother told me at the Sunday school, he held the lion's jaw and tear him this way. So lion, you are on the wrong path. I am on the right path and you are on the wrong path. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come. And the lion make like, he jump up. Before you realize, David hold the mouth and tear it into two. And saw the intestines of the lion. The large and the small. So not quite long, his father asked him to go and then give some food to his other brothers on the battlefield. And he saw another man who was a lion called Goliath. He said, this might be one of the lions that I've been killing in the field. I'm going to deal with him right now. His other brother discouraged him from fighting the lion. He said, don't discourage me. I know how I can handle him. Leave me alone. One stone is enough for him. He jumped on him with one catapult and he killed. And all the women sang the song. He killed 10,000. When Saul, King Saul killed what? 1,000. Tonight, you are about to kill 10,000s. I said, tonight, you are about to kill 10,000s in the name of Jesus. And my Bible said the next day, 185,000 demons, military men that came to fight the people of Israel, none of them survived. They all died because the angel walked in town. When the angel of the Lord came in Egypt, something happened. May God's angel walk among you tonight. May those things that fight you from progress, may those things that fight this church from growing beyond 200, 500, 1,000, may those demons flee tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you there? You didn't say amen to that. Hallelujah. There are some demons, they don't want some marriages to succeed. They want some marriages to have shipwreck. Shipwreck of marriage. Tonight I speak into those marriages. I declare those lions to depart from your way in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Are you there? Tonight I want you to pray some prayers. Shall we all stand? Are you ready for some prayers? Just begin to thank God. Just give glory to God. Open your mouth and praise the name of the Lord. Come begin. Come on. Libra se and deliver. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise. We lift up your name, we lift up your name, we lift up your name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. I'm sorry.
I don't know that one.
Okay, go ahead. You
are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. 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 Give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory.
We give you glory, Lord.
Yes, as we honor you. You are wonderful.
You are worthy,
oh Lord.
You are wonderful.
You are worthy,
oh Lord.
Oh, you are wonderful.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
You are wonderful.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
We can give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. Oh,
we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you.
You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
You are wonderful.
You are worthy, oh Lord. Come on, give him all the glory. Give him all the glory. Give God the glory. Now, you will be praying some prayers with me right now. I'll make some declarations and I want you to say the same thing. And as I say it, and I want you to use those words to pray. Are you with me? Use those words to pray. Now, you will say it with me. As I say it, you will say it. You believe those words. And then you use those words to pray around yourself. Are you with me? God gave me some few things that we should pray tonight. Very important. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command every crooked way,
every crooked way,
and difficult areas of my life,
and difficult areas of my life,
to yield testimonies now,
to yield testimonies now,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
I command every crooked and difficult areas of my life,
I command every crooked and difficult areas of my life,
to begin to yield testimonies.
To begin to yield testimonies.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now against every crooked way and every, oh God, difficult ways in our life to be straight now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let them be straightened now. We declare them, oh God, straight, oh God. We decree in the name of Jesus, let them yield testimonies in our life, testimonies in the church of God, testimonies in our families of God, that will bring glory to your name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody raise up your right hand right now. Say, Father God,
Father God,
let the spirit of excellence.
Let the spirit of excellence.
I want you to say loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Father God.
Father God.
Let the spirit of excellence.
Let the spirit of excellence
manifest in every area of my life.
Manifest in every area of my life.
Father God.
Father God.
Let the spirit of excellence.
Let the spirit of excellence.
As in Daniel's life.
As in Daniel's life.
Manifest in my life.
Manifest in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Manifest in my life.
Manifest in my life.
In every area of my life.
In every area.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Spirit of excellence.
Spirit of excellence.
Manifest in me.
Manifest
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God.
Our God.
Oh
God.
Display your glory.
Display your glory.
Display your glory.
In my life.
In my life.
In the church.
In the church.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my business.
In my business.
In my family.
In my family.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Lord Jesus, move in power, God. Display your glory, God.
I declare you over your people. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready for prayer tonight? Are you praying? I want you to use these words like your own words and use them to pray. Amen? When I say stop before you stop. Praise God. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Say, I am ready.
Ready.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I declare
my yes
shall not be spent in struggles,
shall not be spent in struggles,
but in prosperity to the glory of God,
to the glory of God.
Are you declaring?
Yes.
I can hear you talking now. In the name of Jesus,
I declare
my years
will not be spent
in struggling.
Can I tell you something, church? Watch me, everybody. You know all birds in the air. The birds that fly. There are some birds, they flip their wings so much before they can go miles. But one thing with eagles, when they soar once, they can go the speed that other bird cannot go. That is life without struggle. And God made you an eagle. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. You are that Christian eagle. Hallelujah. I mean, when other birds are flipping their wings before they can go speed, you will just one. When they are making it 1,000 times before they go 1 mile, you will do it 10 times and cross 1 mile. Did you get that? When people are struggling to succeed, you must not struggle. What people will take 20 years to do in life, with the Lord on your side, you can take a twinkling of an eye and make it. Can I hear amen from somebody?
Yes.
If you can believe the Lord and God with His word. Say in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I refuse to spend my entire life
in struggling.
From today, I will spend the rest of my life
in the prosperity
of the Lord.
In the name of
Jesus. Come on, declare.